Hi, this is Paul Jindrasiak for Sunday Morning Town Square, and we're in the studio today to talk about social media. I'm joined by Pete Brand. Pete's the co-founder of Mindscape at Hannon McKendry, Laura Burgels, Renee Harrison of Be Social. How are you guys doing today?
Doing good.
Good.
Now, each of you is involved in social media in a little bit different way. Can you start out, Pete, by tell me what you do?
Sure. My company is more of a full-service digital marketing firm, so we handle everything from research to strategy to application development, website design, and we also do some social media consulting and a little bit of execution, but I'm not a big fan of doing social media for other companies. So,
how about yourself, Renee?
Well, that's where I do that mostly is for companies, business to business, business to consumer. I do a lot of local businesses, but I also have national and international businesses.
Okay.
So I take over the implementation for a business, basically.
Sure.
But I also do consulting and training.
Okay. How about yourself, Laura?
I'm Laura Burgels. I'm a freelance consultant since 1999, so I've been at this for a while. And what I do a lot is public speaking.
Okay.
And a lot of media sort of things, meaning how do we craft speeches? And I'm really interested in the way that social media changes the way we write, how we write our web copy, how we write speeches, and how it impacts a lot of different commercial writing that we do.
Now, you're also involved in an academic level as well. Is that correct, Laura?
That's right. I'm really had a great opportunity. Grand Valley State University is one of the first universities in the country that offered a program for teaching social media and web marketing at the graduate level. So I teach that in the Seidman School of Business as an adjunct instructor.
Okay.
And creativity in marketing, too, which I'm right in the middle of doing right now. Lots of fun.
So for businesses, a lot of people have been getting on the bandwagon over the last few years with social media. Why is it important to establish a presence in social media if you're a business?
Well, go ahead. Well, I think it's important. Number one, the consumer wants to see that. So I feel like from a even a PR standpoint, you need to be on the networks. And then also just engagement. You want to engage with your community more and brand awareness.
Sure.
It's just getting out your products and services more. So.
Well, there's much more openness these days, it seems, as far as the consumer and the business being able to interact with one another. So that seems like quite
exactly.
A positive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally, I think one of the only reason that you need for getting on social media is it just goes back to marketing 101. You need to be where the targets that you're trying to reach are, and that's where they happen to be. And one of the things that's happened with social media is the regular everyday person has been now given a voice that they can say exactly what's on their mind at any given time.
Sure.
So companies that don't participate in social media, don't pursue it because they're afraid of what could possibly, what negative things could potentially happen.
And there are many that do happen on a regular basis.
Right, right. Or they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Those things are still being said, whether they're there or whether they're not. So it's really
right.
Important to be part of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
I look at it from the speechwriter's standpoint and from the marketing copywriter's standpoint as relevance. We can't continue to write copy and marketing copy and speeches as if it's 1990. Just having an ear and listening for the tone that people take, for the new languages that are developing, looking at the context and how people talk back and respond to different kinds of copy, I think that's an extremely important component of social media, is not just the conversation and the relationships you develop there, but the context,
mm-hmm.
the technology context of how people talk.
Well, you were saying before as far as the way it helps people write.
Mm-hmm.
With Twitter, you've got 140 characters.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps people be more short, more to the point in general. I mean, is that good? Is that bad? I mean, are there some things that you think are getting lost in there because of that?
In many ways, I find it extremely refreshing. I'm seeing more copy that's crisper, more to the point. And I'm working with a company right now that tends to be loquacious
mm-hmm.
or long-winded in their copy.
Sure.
And they're really quite happy with how bright things can be and how it changes their brand even. Instead of being more old-fashioned, it's how do we bring you into a new world where we're less talkative and more to the point? And I think that's something that a lot of people are actually looking for.
Yes, Pete.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to ask Laura
yeah.
a question.
Yeah.
When you're consulting people on writing speeches,
yeah.
do you actually keep in mind that to include lines that are tweet-worthy, that are short enough that people will actually tweet during the event to start to get some exposure to their thoughts?
That sounds cheesy, doesn't it? Like I'm planning laugh lines and talk lines, but yes.
I think you should. Yeah. I think it's all about messaging, right?
In many cases, yes. And a lot of times there'll be thuds. Uh-huh. You know, we'll say, hey, let's try this. Yeah. And, you know, nobody gets it.
Right.
But I find that the lines that work best are not the abstract lines, but the very concrete lines that you can drop into a conversation that tend to get picked up, retweeted. They tend to engage hearts and minds a little bit better. So I try to do that.
I think that's great. I never actually thought about that until you mentioned that. And I think that's
but it's
brilliant.
Really important.
You have to do that.
Yeah, it's really important to work with the client, though, to find out what their tonal quality is and how they speak. So it does involve not just listening online and listening to online chatter, but listening to how people talk.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And what their tonal quality is. Are they long-winded? Are they short-winded? How do we work that in so that it's something that works?
Right.